Bank of Cardiff. Danny speaking.
Yes, this is Dylan with RMS Roller Grinder. Bart, let me know that you had called earlier.
Yeah. Hey, Bart. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. And I was trying to touch base with you. Let me see real quick. Just pulling up your. This is Ted, right?
This is Dylan.
Oh, excuse me. This is Dylan. I'm sorry about that. I was looking at a different file. Yeah. I know you guys were mentioning, you know, some plans for adding on a CNC machine. I think we spoke at the end of, might have been in March, I want to say. Are those plans, you know, still on the horizon, or did you guys already go through with them?
Is this a leasing company?
Yeah, we do equipment financing, and we also do working capital.
Okay. Yeah, we have a relationship with our bank. We wouldn't mm-hmm. need any services at all from you guys.
Yeah, no problem. And I know we did speak, and you guys was around like a $1.3 million CNC machine you were looking at. Right.
Anywhere from 400,000 to 1.3, yes.
Yeah, right around there. Okay. And that's, yeah, perfectly fine. You guys, you know, work with your regular bank. We're not trying to step on any toes. Yeah, we just do, you know, equipment financing, working capital. And I know we had that conversation in the past. I just wanted to see if, you know, you guys look to shop around, or you guys, like, who do you guys usually work with?
Well, the leasing companies, typically the way you calculate interest is a little differently.
We do financing as well. Are you looking to lease it, or are you looking to finance it?
No, we're in the process of purchasing it, so it'll be here the end of this month.
Okay, no problem. So you
in general, normally I go through it real quick with you guys. The rates, what type of rates is it that you guys are able to offer?
Yeah, so we do, you know, it's equipment financing. It's nothing. It's pretty conventional loan, you know, 2 to 5 year terms. You know, rates are in the low mid single digits, you know, you expect.
Yep. So that would be like right now, 3.5 is what I'm looking at.
Yeah, it'd be right around
5%
to 4. Yeah. Okay. And it also depends on what you guys, you know, look like on paper. That's obviously just a number I'm throwing out there, you know. I mean, how would you rate your guys' credit over there? You guys good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Everything's set up on ACHs, and there's not been a payment missed at all since Alex mm-hmm. purchased the company November 8th of 2010.
Oh, wow. So you guys have been, been in business for only 6 years then? Or?
Yeah, the company was purchased by a new owner.
Oh, okay.
Actually, the assets were. We're actually Pearson Incorporated. We're not RMS Roller Grinder. RMS Roller Grinder is our DBA.
Oh, that's your DBA. Okay, makes sense.
Yes.
And so with this, I mean, CNC, do you guys already have quotes and everything for it?
No, normally all I have to do is call the bank and tell them that we need funding, and then they put it into our checking account for us. So it's pretty convenient.
Oh, they put it right into your checking account. So is that like a capital then, or is it more like?
Big equipment financing. They just send it right to us, and then we send it out when we accept the terms. Or when we do final acceptance of the piece of equipment.
Okay.
So whenever we buy equipment, we always do at least a 10% withholding for mm-hmm. final acceptance. Once the machine's up and running, functional, and things are running well, that's when we release that. But that's normally at our own discretion instead of going through the bank.
That makes sense. Oh, yeah, make sure everything's, you know, going. Yeah, we have, you know, we obviously we pay the vendor in full, obviously. And it's a 90-day deferred program, you know. To pay for the first 3 months. And, I mean, we definitely would like to, you know, see if we can help you guys out, you know. Do you guys usually normally shop around, or do you?
We have a couple of different people that we'll go through. So either our local bank or Wells Fargo Equipment Finance is very aggressive.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you guys would like to, you know, see what we can do for you guys. I mean, who do you usually go for through?
Relia Bank.
Reliabank? Oh, okay. Yep. All right.
Or Wells Fargo.
Or Wells Fargo, okay. And so have you guys talked to Wells Fargo right now, or?
Sounds good, Doug. On this one, I'm just pumping it right through Reliabank.
Oh, it's just Reliabank.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we can, you know, definitely, like I said, would you, are you guys trying to shop around, or are you guys just going to go with them?
Like I was saying, normally the rates aren't competitive when I look elsewhere.
Really? Where else have you looked?
We actually had one piece of equipment that went through direct capital. It was before we went through our first, before we had the first year's taxes completed.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go through a leasing company at that point.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. And so how was your experience with them? Did they help you out? Or?
Well, they were able to get the funding through, but the rates are different. An example, just say a $400,000 loan at 3.5% interest, what would the payment be on that?
What's the term on it?
5 year.
5 year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 3.5 interest. I mean, yeah, if you're looking, hold on, I have to look at because that is that what you're looking at right now?
Yes.
Yeah, so 400. I got right here. And have you already have like? Is that they already gave you that rate? The
3.5 is what we're getting. Yep.
That's already like an offer, not like an approval.
No, that's an offer. We go through and we get pre-approved for equipment through Wells Fargo, and then we also use our normal bank. The 3.5 is through Wells Fargo, and our normal bank normally comes back and price matches it just to have the business with them.
Okay. So, I mean, look at that. Yeah, around 5 years. I mean, you guys would, like, the payments itself are, what, like $6,000 a month? That's just with the $400,000 without any interest on it? I mean, so that's... I was just looking at it. It's still right around there. It's like 5 years. It's like, yeah, around $6,000-$7,000 per month, you know, for just the $400,000. I mean, do you guys, like, budget that out before, or do you usually just look at the interest rates? Like, how does it all go? How do you guys work that way?
Well, you look at the principal and interest payment.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I was just, you know, curious, because a lot of times, you know, people... They look at the rate, obviously, but it's more a problem with payment, you know. A lot of people don't do the math of the full amount and then see their regular payment and then add the interest, you know. I was just curious how you guys operated over there. I mean, I mean, we basically, I don't really know what you guys would get qualified for, but that is how our rates range. If you'd like to, you know, see what we could do for
normally
you guys.
With a lot of leasing companies, when they go in, they don't apply principal payments as they go on. So just say, direct capital, for example. They'll go through and they'll say something, just say it's a 5% interest rate. Well, it's not amortized the same. Principal's applied on a monthly basis when you go through a bank.
Yeah.
A lot of times with leasing companies, the principal is not applied on a monthly basis. It is set up as a simple interest structure. So they're able to advertise lower rates when in reality it's not apples to apples. So that's what I was asking. If somebody got a $400,000 loan with you guys at 3.5% interest, which is something that you said that you guys are able to offer,
mm-hmm.
what the payment amount would be, so I can check on the interest compounding.
Yeah, exactly. And all that, like, I mean, we'd have to, you know, get you guys to get exact terms and everything. We'd obviously have to do our due diligence and, you know, see what you guys look like on paper, and also if you had like see with the equipment as well. I mean, do you use this vendor? Are you guys looking? You already have the vendor picked out, you know, you're just waiting. I know you're saying you're waiting to pull the trigger on it because you got to get the 10% down.
No, we sent the 20% to the manufacturer already out of our checking.
Oh, so you guys already have the down payment on it, so it's on hold then.
Yeah, they don't have the piece of equipment ready, so the next terms wouldn't be until we receive it. Then I'd send an additional... once I receive it, let's see, it was 20 down, then we have an additional 50% once it's been received in-house, and it's an additional 30% once it's up and running and meets our specifications.
Yeah, once it's up and running. Okay.
We just did the down payment ourselves.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So you guys, you have the down payment already, and then you just look in the finance rest. I mean, do you have like an estimate? So it'd be around $400K then, right?
A little bit over. Let's see, I'll pull up their actual, there it is, 446,875.
$46,875. Okay. And so you guys, yeah, basically have the exact cost. I mean, we can get you an answer, you know, with this. Just it'd be a simple, you know, application process, and yeah, we can always get that quote, you know, later if you don't have that quote. As long as you had like the price, which sounds like you guys do have the exact price.
So how is it you guys compound your interest there?
Well, yeah, they definitely would put that, you know, on the, it's included. So like the principal and the interest.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're just paying, you know, obviously I know you're saying with the leasing companies, because we have, you know, both programs. We do the leasing and we also do the financing. So it's not.
Yeah, it's the application I was getting at. So you don't have any sort of a calculator that you have. It goes through underwriting, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it goes through underwriting.
Come up with the numbers. Oh, okay.
Yeah, to come up. So that's what they do. We get the application.
The most recent financing that you had done with any customer, I don't need to know the customer. What was the amount that they had financed through you?
Yeah.
You have that documentation, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Here, let me hold on a second.
Because then I can break it out and tell you how you're compounding.
So we got. Let me see. Looks like, yeah, so we were getting, it was $100,000, right? And then it was 60 months, and we were looking at 2508.63 per month.
Okay, what was the stated interest?
The stated... looking at it right now. Looks like it was around. Hold on, let me see. For some reason, this one. Yeah, this one was extremely high. Because this guy.
Had I can tell just by the payment amount.
Yeah.
The interest rate doesn't matter. I just want to see how you calculate it.
Yeah, it was 12. Yeah, this one was super, really high. Because this guy did have some liens.
And you said that was right around $2,200 a month?
$2,500. Yeah.
That's pretty close. Yeah, when I was running it through a standard calculator, looking at about $2,224 per month would actually apply principal payments. So you do actual financing.
Yeah, exactly. So we do that. Now this one was obviously high because this guy had some liens on him.
Yeah, and, it's a measure of risk. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. But that was the most recent... So yeah, we do. Like I said, we do the principal, and I mean, have you guys had problem? Like, so direct capital, you guys were just strictly
the stated interest is applied differently. So when they go through and they state it's like a 2%, mm-hmm. they actually don't apply any principal until the very end of the term.
Yeah.
So it's similar to an 8% loan.
Yeah.
Is
so
what it broke down to.
Yeah, because you pay all the interest first because of the liability.
The full principal balance until the very end, yes.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like how mortgage works a little bit.
a little different than that. So normally you apply principal on a monthly payment or mm-hmm. basis each time you send a payment in. So a lot of times you'll have leasing companies that call in and they advertise a very low rate. Now, that very low rate is taken into account as though no principal is applied for the full term. So you're being billed interest on that full
mm-hmm.
initial principal balance for the entire duration of the loan, rather
right.
than the principal balance gradually dropping and having less interest being billed. So they falsely advertise very low rates.
Yeah, exactly. I know that's a lot of how... is that how, like, Wells Fargo... does as well as they actually pretty good.
No, Wells Fargo's great. That's principal interest application like it should be.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I know they're pretty good, but have you guys had a problem like qualifying with them in the past? I know they got a little tighter.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well yeah, I mean that's definitely due if you'd like to see what we can, you know, help you guys out with, but yeah, the application process is pretty similar. It's a one page app. You obviously have the pricing already. They do, you know, look at, like, it would be like 3 months, you know, business bank statements, because they obviously evaluate the cash flow of the company and the most recent tax return.
Full financials are sent to them every year. And quarterly, we send out our profit and loss to them.
To Wells Fargo?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So each quarter, they get a profit and loss. And then annually, they get the tax return and the annual financials as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you guys, do you bank with Wells Fargo? Is that who your main bank is, or?
No. Oh. They just do the equipment lines for us.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
see. They're our building.
Oh, they did your building as well. Okay. That makes sense. Well, good. I mean, sounds like you guys are growing over there. That's great. Is it just starting to pick up, or is it steadily increasing every year?
No, it's been going about 20% per year.
Oh, wow. That's great. What do you guys attribute to that growth? Are you just expanding your name or reputation out there?
Getting into new industries with similar products.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. And, I mean, any more plans for expanding, like, as far as, like, more buildings or anything like that?
There will be, yeah.
There will be. Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, we do equipment financing, and then we also do working capital. And I know, I'm sure if you're dealing with direct capital, you're familiar with that.
Have you heard? Yeah, that's what lines of credit are for, though.
Exactly.
You can't compete with the rates.
Oh,
when
no.
You look at putting in working capital, that's higher risk. Normally, those come at higher rates from anybody.
No, they do.
You're the bank that you normally work with, and they see your checking account balance every day, and they understand the financials of it. They're a lot more competitive.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's, yeah, if you guys have lines of credit, no, that's fine. But, yeah, working capital.
That's less than 4% as well.
Yeah, no, and that's, you know, if you can get that, that's great. Some companies, you know, are hurting, and then, I don't know, do you guys have a net 30 over there, or net 90 maybe, with your bigger customers?
No. We have net 15 on service work, and our equipment's paid in full before we ship it.
Okay, great. And so, because what, you make equipment over there? I wasn't aware of that.
Yes.
We
build and service industrial grinding equipment.
Oh, wow, like large mills?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I used to, I had a cousin who worked over at C-Mex, and they did, you guys do any work with them? Like the
C-Mex, what do they actually grind up?
They do like raw material. It's rocks, basically, and sand. They make cement, so it's a ball mill.
Oh, no. Yep. Ours are roller mills. They're not ball mills. They're used primarily in agriculture, brewing, even chicken droppings for fertilizer, glass.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's interesting. So are they like a horizontal mill then? Or is it?
No, they're their own thing. It's a roller mill.
Oh, it's just their own. Okay.
They have cast iron cylinders inside the frame of the grinder that break everything up.
Wow, that's interesting. That's cool. You guys, is that like your the main product you make over there, or is it?
Yeah, that's the main product.
It's the main product, okay. So the CNCs, I mean, that's pretty crazy. This thing has to be pretty big if you're making those.
The largest one weighs about 30,000 pounds.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, if you definitely, you know, Dylan, like to see what we can do for you on bringing on that CNC, like just get another approval. So you just have that one through Reliable Bank?
Yeah, like I was saying, there's no way that you guys can actually compete with the rates that we get through the current banking institutions.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I think we can compete with you guys. All we need is that, like I said, that application. You know, what's a good email? I can send everything over to you.
That's all right, Danny.
Hmm?
You said that you are in the low numbers.
Yeah.
So for there to actually be a benefit versus going through the relationship we have. At 3.5%, half a point on a 5-year note, that still doesn't make much of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be something where it would need to be at least a full percent lower for it to even make sense to bring in a new vendor.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I mean. Like, I'd like to see what we can do for you. And
Like, I mean, what are the lowest rates you've seen?
Well, like I said, I mean, I can talk, you know, numbers with you all day, but I can actually get you hard numbers, you know, by the end of the week. I mean, we could definitely put that in the notes. You send it to the underwriter, see if they can't, you know, we'll shoot for that and see. So what are you looking for? Like, what type of rates are you looking for? Like, well, that would help.
Our current relationship, where everything's already set up with, would be 3.5%. Okay. So unless there would be a point reduction, because even when you amortize it out, and you look at 3.5, okay, 0.035. Okay, so shaving off half a point, so 8.186. So knocking off half a point on a 5-year amortization reduces the payment amount by about $100 a month is all.
Yeah.
That's nothing in the overall scheme of things.
Yeah,
so that's half a point. It would need to be 2.5% or lower for it to even make sense to be worth the time of going to a separate vendor.
Exactly, and that's like, I mean, I couldn't, I mean, we can
now
definitely.
The prime rate right now is 3.5%.
So it's,
I don't know of any institution that is offering 2.5% loans.
Yeah, and that's why I'm not going to even say like, we can do that for you, because honestly, I don't know what you guys would qualify for. And yeah, I mean, if you guys are all, you know, locked up, but it's definitely an option for you if you're looking to shop around and get the best deal.
Yeah, I'll hold off on doing that for now, but I do thank you for your time.
Okay, well, is there a time to, you know, check back in?
You can try calling back in fourth quarter if you'd like.
Okay. And now, you know, with this 3.5, you guys have that in writing? Like, that's what you're going to get for sure?
Yeah, for anything that's purchased in 2016.
And so it's just a yearly?
Each year we go through and get pre-approval for equipment.
Okay, but that's not an actual approval, it's just a pre-approval?
No, it is. We're approved for that. So at that point, all it is calling up and saying, hey, we found this piece of equipment. The funds get deposited into our checking account. The note gets signed. And then we go. Their pre-approval is an approval. So we're approved for up to a specific dollar amount in that year at that rate. If we go above that, we would need to go through and have new documentation drawn up.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I wasn't sure if that's a lot of people, you know, I don't know. People tell anyone what they want to hear. So I just making sure you guys actually had that, you know, in the works rather than someone just telling you, you know, oh, we can get you this, we can get you this, you know.
No, it's in writing. So they go through and there's a predefined amount. So we'd estimate, just say that we would purchase $600,000 worth of equipment in 2016. We go through, we get our basis, we get an approval based on that. So we can draw on that amount up to we hitting $600,000, for example, and that is at that rate. At the end of the year, so in 2017, we'd need to fill out a new application to do the same thing.
Oh, okay. All right, makes sense. Dylan, it was good talking to you, and definitely, you know, if something doesn't go through, then we definitely like to help you out. I'll check back in with you, you know, probably tomorrow towards the end of the year.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Well, yeah, thanks for your time. Thanks, man. Bye.
Bye.